I'm here in Sheffield Arena with Devils bench coach Jamie Elson, the bench coach of the team who have just clinched the Elite League Championship for 2016-17. You've got a beer in hand, the tie's a little bit loosened. How does that feel?
Well, now you say it like that, it feels pretty good. It feels like it's I don't know, a real mix. It's a relief to get over the line and to finally get it done after 3 years of like heartbreak and being so close. But it's pretty special. I think it's going to take a bit of time to sink in. The guys are enjoying it, but I think when we get back to Cardiff and we see the fans tomorrow, it's going to be pretty unbelievable.
Like me, like the rest of the commentary stream, like the rest of the Red Army fans out there, you've been a fan of this club, not just a coach. You've had to wait 20 years along with the rest of us. You've ended that drought with Andrew Lord and your team. That's got to feel special.
Honestly, it's unbelievable. You can't describe how many times I've thought about it over the years. Like, you know, I was there as a fan, as a young boy in the stands when we won in Wembley, and when we won championships and triples and doubles, and then at the last one when we won against the Storm on that, I think it was a Thursday night 20 odd years ago. And you know, as a kid who loved the team and loved that success in that period, you kind of took it for granted that it was going to happen all the time. And if we had a bad year and we didn't win anything, we bounced back and won the next year. So all of a sudden then, when you start to realize, you know, we go through a spell where it goes 3, 4, 5, 10 years without success, you realize how special actually that time was in the 80s and 90s. And you know, I'll make no bones about it, it's been my desire for a long time to be part of the club and to be part of the jigsaw that puts success back on the map here.
Well, Jamie, you're a huge part of the club, and we tip our hats to you. But speak a little bit about the man you work next to every day, Andrew Lord, what he's brought to this team, this franchise, as player-coach over the last 3 years.
He's brought, like, so many different things. It's the first and foremost, you know, passion and desire. Something that the team, it's been built around over the successful years. You know, we've had leaders here, John Lawless, Heavey, you know, we've had leaders here who really got it, connected with the fan base, were passionate, led from the front, whether it was on the ice or on the bench. And we've kind of lacked that for a little while. And he's just kind of just brought all that back. He's bought into the club, and the fans have bought into him. He got it from day one, even that first year, you know, prior to the ownership with Todd. I think, you know, I was around that team a little bit that year, and it was a tough year, but you could see that he was a leader, he was passionate. You know, we took some heavy losses that year, and he'd be the first guy in the room who was taking it personally. And so, like, that first summer where they said he was going to come back as player coach, for me, I knew it was the right choice. He's led from the front, you know, he's barely taken a day off in 3 years. His work rate and his desire to get us over the line. You saw it tonight, you know, he's the best player on the ice tonight. Just, you know, if, like Todd said it in an interview recently, if he's not the most valuable player in the league right now in terms of everything that he brings, player, coach, I don't know who he is right now.
And just finally, Jamie, huge respect for the Sheffield Steelers organization, what they've done in the lifetime of their franchise. They've been a benchmark for the rest of the league. They've been great rivals of the Cardiff Devils. A little bit sweeter to clinch it in the House of Steel?
Yeah, I mean, they've been the team that we've had. They've been the team that we've had to watch for a number of years, be successful year after year, and they'd be the team that if they had a year that he didn't win anything, that would bounce back with a huge year next year. And we were just talking about it before the game. 2 years ago this weekend, we were here. We had a chance to win a title, and we lost to them, and we had to watch them win a title, and we had to watch them lift the cup and listen to the celebrations and the fans. And, you know, it hurt, and it sucked pretty bad. So makes it even sweeter to come back. And if we're not going to win it at home, I guess, after that hurt 2 years ago, it's pretty nice to take the title off the league, current league champions, you know. And, you know, they're a great hockey team. So we've seen it all year. The games against the two teams have been unbelievable, from the first game, the Challenge Cup games, right the way through to the final tonight. So, you know, every time we play them, we know it's going to be a huge game. We know it's going to be a real test. So anytime you win those games, it's, you know, it's sweeter anyway. So, you know, hats off to them. They're a great team. But, I think the memories of 2 years ago losing here make tonight pretty sweet.
Well, Jamie, I'm going to say it one more time for you. Congratulations. You are an Elite League champion. Go and enjoy the party.
Oh, we're going to. Thanks a lot, guys.